And I'm Margaret Gray, and welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, along with General Galen Shaw, Bud Dickman, and Robert Leonard. I'd like to speak with you, Phil.
We're beginning the show.
I know they're starting the show. Can we have the music go down?
Hold on for a minute. I gotta get... Thank you very much, Margaret.
You're welcome, but I think it's embarrassing.
Welcome to the show, folks. The Phil Henry Show. Thank you, Margaret. Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and General Galen Shaw. Do you mind if I just...
I don't mind if you just whatever it is you want to do, but I want to mention this. When you say all the voices are done by me, and...
You didn't say they're not done by you. No, it means by Mr. Henry.
I mean by... He says it. I don't say that.
All right.
When Phil says all the voices are done by him, and then I come on and I say, and welcome to the Phil Henry Show, I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think that's a little bit of a dead giveaway?
You're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to say that.
Yeah, but that's kind of referencing behind a... You know, going behind a curtain.
You're not supposed to go behind the curtain.
Well, I'm going behind the curtain. How about that? I'm really...
Hey, Margaret, you know, you're a rogue element on this show, at best. A rogue element.
And what does that mean?
You know what it means. A rogue element is...
No, I'll tell you what it means.
Yeah, like a rogue elephant.
A rogue elephant. Well, you dirty...
Come on, will you?
I'm not a rogue element or a rogue elephant. I'm an individual with an opinion. An opinion.
You're a rogue element on the show. You're always questioning stuff that we're not supposed to really question on the air. You're always talking about things that we shouldn't probably talk about. Bowel movements, all this stuff, you know.
I haven't... Oh, my God, that is really unfair because I have purposefully kept the discussion of bowel...
What's the problem?
What's the main complaint?
The main complaint, as I said, I'll say it again in case anyone here is deaf, is that you say, oh, I do all the voices, and then there I am saying, oh, hi, I'm Margaret, and I look as if I've got the back end of a pair of, you know the pajamas you used to have the back end, you could open it up?
The trapdoor.
Yes, I look like I'm walking around with the ass hanging out of...
Get out of the trapdoor.
Thank you, out of the trapdoor.
Well, Margaret, I would never want you walking around with your ass hanging out of a trap door.
Jeez, are you a little... Get a load of this conversation, will you?
You know, you can be sarcastic, Phil.
No, I'm not being sarcastic. I would never want you to do that. Unfortunately, this is one area of the show that I would just as soon keep out of the discussion here on the, you know, on the show. I would rather it be behind the scenes. You're talking about your embarrassment at being a voice... After I say I perform all the voices.
Yes, and I think I share that opinion with a lot of others, don't I, Robert?
No.
Oh, you lying scum. You said...
No, I didn't say that I agreed with you. I said I would discuss it with you in due time. Yeah, I did too. I didn't say about a discussion or anything.
And I'm the same. You seem to forget. We said we wouldn't bring this up on the...
What are you doing, Henry?
This chair I'm ready to throw into the street. This chair, every day I sit down in this chair... And it just, you know, it's supposed to be a certain height.
How about losing a couple of pounds? Oh!
Yeah. I got time, sir. Yeah.
All right, fine. But that's not the problem with this chair. This chair, I weigh 200 and I don't weigh that much. This chair ought to be supporting my weight. And instead, General...
But it looks like it's going down and down and down and down and down and down. Yeah, before the end of the show, your head won't even be visible on the video camera.
Well, that is a problem, but it isn't a problem that I created. I don't know why you're bringing it up now.
The same reason why you're bringing up stuff about who does the voices and how, you know, embarrassed you get. Did you see that?
Did I see? Well, look at, ladies and gentlemen, Phil Henry's waving his arms over his head as if he's having a schizophrenic moment, as if, what, do you think you're the Christ child?
No, I, what does that mean? I'm waving my hands because I thought I saw something anomalous on the screen.
Oh, is that right? Now he's seeing things.
No, that's right. Mr. Henry's trying to distract away.
Yeah, I don't blame him for distracting for this discussion, because I don't think it's fit for being on the air.
I don't either.
Well, I do. And when you say, oh, I do all the voices, and then I come on and I say, hello, I'm Margaret Gray, I look like the biggest, just two cheeks of an ass on two legs. That's all. No head, no arm.
Yeah, I think you have in the past, by the way. Let me just fix this again.
Would you quit reaching down like that? It's very troubling.
Phil, when you reach down like that, people think you're trying to scratch your ass or something.
No, they don't. This is my chair, folks, that is not functioning right.
Now, as I was saying...
Yeah.
And you were laughing, by the way.
Because that always gets a laugh.
What does?
Yeah, talk about you two butt cheeks walking around on two legs.
Oh, you think that's funny. I don't...
Margaret, I hear your complaint, and I will deal with it in due course. I'm so sorry that the fact is, when I say I do all the voices and then you come on to introduce the show, I'm sorry if it's an embarrassing moment. I'm sorry if it's a troubling moment. I'm sorry if it's a, you know, whatever kind of a moment. But a moment it is, a moment it shall remain, and a moment it are. I'm Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry Show Traffic.
Let's do some traffic right now. Bob Bacon with the traffic. Bob?
Hey, Phil, right now, see that the chief rat's here. The chief rat is the 50 freeway. You go downtown today, I suggest you don't go downtown because you're going to find yourself with a creeper. And the Klingon right now, the Klingons are coming after the Romulan and Bob Schwartz. Bob Schwartz is down there with the Romulan Empire. We're going to check it in with him a little bit later on. Right now, let's go to Skyboy. Skyboy, who's left
here? Hey, Bob, I got a big steak right there. And there's a horn dog and a big bomb too, and a pit bull too, if you calm down, then I grabbed it. And let's say the bird to Sky Baby Sweet Cream. Sky Baby, what's up? I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I got the book with it to me, Dad. What's that? What's that? What's that?
I can't feel my leg.
Moose Lockhart Auto Repairs, 16 straight years in the Cresco Valley, and they're going for 17. Moose Lockhart here, we've stayed in business for 16 straight years. Why? Because I never let any ex-wife of mine get a hold of the business. The business stays with B. And if you're going to bury B, Loose Lockhart, I'm sorry, Moose Lockhart, if you're going to bury B, Moose Lockhart, remember this, you don't get a piece of my business at all. Moose Lockhart Auto Repair, 16 straight years, and he's going for his 17th. He's been married 8 times, and not one of his ex-wives have gotten a piece of the business. That's because the most important thing about Moose Lockhart business is you. You're the consumer, and you're the person that brings the car in. I'm Moose Lockhart, and I make this pledge to you. I will always fix your car. It won't be my old lady. I'll tell you that right now. Moose Lockhart Auto Repair. Go on in, even if he couldn't fix a roller skate. Go on in anyway, because Moose Lockhart owns the business. I own the business. My name's Moose Lockhart. Moose Lockhart, 6161 Hanahundugududu Way in Shepherdsville. Moose Lockhart, 16 straight years shooting for 17. This is General Kalen Shaw for the Phil Hendry Show. You know, you listen to a show, you like it a lot. Do you share it around? What you got? Are you some kind of selfish turd on a string? Or do you want everyone to bring something to the party? Well, that's why we say party, hearty, and share the Phil Hendry Show. Share the Phil Hendry Show. Bud Dickman?
When you share the Phil Hendry Show, you're gonna feel way, way good. That's because the Phil Hendry Show makes you feel good like it should. And then another thing, and I forget, I can't rhyme. I can't even let you know that I have my wiener cut and the thing.
Stop that. I'm Margaret Gray. You should share this show. And why would you care? Because I'm on it. I'm on it. I'm Margaret Gray, and I'm on it.
Phil Hendry Show. Share it around. Share it downtown. Share it with the Browns. Share it with the Browns. Share it with the Blacks. Share it with the Reds. Share it with your wife. Share it. Share it.
Hi, this is Phil Hendry. Remember to share the Phil Hendry Show. These guys, they couldn't rhyme their ways out of a whiff.
Out of a whiff?
They couldn't rhyme their way.
Like I said, they couldn't rhyme their ways.
No. They couldn't rhyme their way out of a wet paper sack.
Share it. Share it. Share it. Share it. Thank you.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. All kinds of weird... The stuff that's weird, the...
Don't start going on about the studio, Phil.
The studio ain't sounding right. Studio's not sounding right. I don't know what it is. We'll find out. Welcome back here. I don't know what it is, but are you checking this out?
That sounds like there might be a little echo chamber and another couple of things.
Yeah, okay, man. Thank you. That was very, very succinct. Okay, on our program today...
You were going to take care of some other business, though, weren't you, in terms of... who's the guy that Lauren is going to sleep to?
Lauren is going to sleep to?
What the hell is that about?
The man that she listens to get sleep.
Oh, yeah. Lauren listens to a podcast. This is a whack thing. Lauren is listening to these podcasts at night, and it's to help you sleep. And it's a guy that talks about nothing but boring crap.
Well, look up, you know, I don't want to get personal, Phil.
Hey, you know.
Don't say that about any show.
I was going to say, you could say it about your show.
Well, maybe you could, but this guy is being boring on purpose, okay? He's being boring on purpose because he discovered a long time ago...
Now, what is this man's name?
I don't know. I'm sorry, but, you know, I wasn't ready to bring it up here, Margaret.
Well, you said that you were...
Yeah, I distinctly heard you, Mr. Henry.
Okay, so I blew it. I don't know the guy's name. I'll get it, you know, by tomorrow or something.
Well, so you're making a promise?
Hey, Margaret, what is it with you?
Yeah, Margaret, what are you doing anyway?
I'm still hurt from the whole intro of the program.
Yeah, Ms. Gregg, if Mr. Henry says that he does all the voices, and then you come on, you gotta pretend like you didn't hear that.
There, right there. Pretend like you didn't hear it.
Okay.
Well, aren't you going to intercede on my behalf?
No, I'm not. They're absolutely right. Pretend like you didn't hear it. Now I forgot what I was talking about.
You're talking about the man with the podcast to help you sleep.
Oh, yeah. So this guy, Lauren listens to this guy. This cat does this podcast, and he just talks about, like, growing vegetables or making a plate of spaghetti, or he talks about, like, going to the store to find some spices, or he talks about just, like, daily chores, right?
Yeah.
And yet, the whole purpose of the podcast is not for you to listen to him talking about, and sometimes he talks about how to make a bookshelf, or he'll talk, and when you hear him, it sounds like he's, you know, very much into it, but the way he does this, the way he presents it, it's for you to just, you know what, I should really play an example of it.
Well, I think I got a recording of it, too, because I got from Ms. Lauren.
Lauren gave you a recording of this?
She gave this to you. This is the one she listens to.
Yeah, I do have it, and I've got it on tape, but here it is. You want me to play it?
Yeah, you have a piece of it.
Here. And then I pick my nose, and...
Get out of here, will you, bud?
Hey, bud, what are you trying to pull anyway?
Kick your ass, you do that again.
No, all I'm doing is having some fun.
I know he's having fun. I'm talking serious. Is that a recording?
No, that was me just doing it into the phone.
Into the phone?
I mean a microphone.
Why'd you call it the phone?
It's shorthand for microphone. I just say it's a phone.
What do you call the phone?
I call it the phone.
The microphone's the phone and the phone's the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Dick, when, there are days I'll protect you, but this is not a day. This is not the day I will not stand between you and whatever harm may come your way.
I understand perfectly.
As long as you're straight on that.
Yes, sir.
All right. So here comes my right fist.
Hey, watch it, will you?
Kick his ass.
All right. Anyway, this guy that does this podcast talks about this stuff.
And he talks about it in a way that is not very interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I wouldn't say it's not even interesting. This man has a manner that is quite a unique talent. And I mean this. He studied this. He found out that he had an interest in making these tapes to help people go to sleep. And he realized that one of the things he could do was to just ramble about stuff. In other words, not sit there and go, wow, you're getting really relaxed.
Yeah, I heard that guy. It's like, and he says that if you feel like going to sleep, I'll still be here. So don't worry about that.
Yeah, that's the other thing. He relaxes you by saying, now, if you feel like you're nodding off, if you feel like you went to sleep, don't worry about it. I'll still be here. I'm just doing my thing, you know, and
there's no pressure.
There's no pressure. There's no nothing. It's a guy talking about stuff. And it reminded me, when Lauren first told me about it, and then I heard a little bit of it, it reminded me of when you were a kid falling asleep in front of the TV set.
What do you mean, when you were a kid? Frank still does it. I do it on occasion.
Yeah, I still do it.
You don't do it?
You don't do it, Mr. Henry?
I don't fall asleep in front of the TV anymore. I don't want to wake up with a stiff neck because I'm laying on a couch. Anyway, so this guy does these tapes, and he's so dull... And yet he's calculated.
So let me get this straight. So in other words, he does the tapes on purpose to be boring.
Yeah, that's his whole MO, huh?
Yes, on purpose to be boring. And yet they sound very natural.
Phil, if you reach down and pull that chair up one more time, I'm going to lose it!
All right, hey, look at Margaret.
I can't take it.
Margaret!
No, watch. You have a problem with what?
I don't like seeing you sticking your hand between your legs.
Yeah, but that looks kind of weird.
I'm not sticking my hand between... The chair is... This is not a good chair. I really ought to shame the people that sold this to us. Is this Office Depot? No, I know what it is. It's Staples. You sold us a shit chair, Staples. You digging that? And before you tell me that, you know, I shouldn't be talking this way about a sponsor, they're not a sponsor.
Well, maybe they won't ever be a sponsor.
Very, very likely. But I'll tell you this, at this rate, who would want them? We bought this chair from Staples, I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought I heard Alex say.
Piece of shit. All right, folks, we're going to be right back at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're going to be talking with Chris Norton, and he has a new movie in the works. It's called Rad's Tax Extension or something like that. Is that it?
No, it's called Rad. It's called Norton Explodes Rad's Extensions.
Rad's Extensions. We're going to listen to this when we come back. World-famous Phil Henry Show. We also have Jay Santos and Dean Wheeler coming up. Baby girl,
there ain't and, well, where can we get these tapes?
I don't know. Go and find them online or something. Chuck O'Brown with the news at 6. Hi, I'm Chuck O'Brown. I've been covering news in this town for a long time, and I'll tell you one thing. It gives you a splitting headache. It gives you a headache the likes of which you don't wish you ever have again. It splits your skull wide open, listening to the droning on and on and on. All the complaints, all of the belly aching of the people in this town, I could vomit up blood. Chuck O'Brown, Channel 63 News. And then...
Hello, this is Don Berman. Join me for the Channel 19 News. I don't have a problem with doing news in the city of Los Angeles. I report the news, you decide. I report, you decide. If you think that Fox came up with that first, you're wrong. I did, they stole it. I did, they stole it.
Chuck O'Brown and
Don Berman.
News like you've never seen or heard it before. Channel 63 and
Channel 19. Since I seen you in the window, knew what I was in for, spinning every rag.
World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. By the way, we're excited to have on Dean Wheeler and Finian Ellis later. I mentioned Dean Wheeler.
You did not mention Finian, no.
Well, Finian Ellis, who is one of the overseers at Elcott The Next Step, and Dean Wheeler will be debating, I think, the various merits of their resorts. I know we just spent a week up at the Redeemery, the Elcott Redeemery, and Ego Toilet is what they call it.
What does that mean, Ego Toilet?
Yeah, on account of you toilet up your ego.
You mean you flush it, man?
Well...
What do you mean you toilet it up, bud? It's called flushing.
Okay, sure.
I don't say I think I need to go into the bathroom. Oh, I forgot to toilet up the...
Toilet up the turd you just dropped?
You are an ass. You're an ass of all... You're an ass for all seasons.
Goodbye!
Come on.
God!
One of these days, Margaret, you're going to break his neck, you know that?
Yeah, and that'll be a red letter day.
Yeah, but try here.
All right,
Oh, stop it.
Dean Wheeler, excuse me, this is Chris... I don't know who we got on the line here. I think we have Chris Norton. Chris Norton from the Marketing Center. This is Rothko Marketing Center, a telemarketing center in... Redondo Beach, California. Chris, this is unusual to have you on the show from where you work, and I'm also listening to some of the music that you are going to be featuring in your film. Explain for the audience, if you don't mind, Chris, you have a regular 9-to-5 job, right?
I do, Mr. Henry. I have a 9-to-5 job at Rothko Telemarketing here in Hermosa Beach, California. A lot of people think I'd say in California. California is the state that I'm in.
What people mistake it for California?
A lot of dumbs, you know, just people who don't understand, don't know how cool it is to be, you know, in Cali, you know, and...
But one of these days I'm gonna find out whether it's cool to say, if you're from California, what are you supposed to say?
Oh, what do you mean?
Being from California, I don't think I would ever use the term Cali, but then again...
A lot of people listen to say Cali, you know, a lot of hip-hop and everything like that.
All right, well, anyway, Chris, welcome to the program. So you're telemarketing, but you're also listening to music.
I am, because right now I'm doing two jobs at once. We sell pen and pencil set, and we also sell school supplies here and pharmaceutical supplies here from Pelco Pharmaceutical. But I'm also listening to music that I may be featuring here in Rad's Extensions. And this is the music right here, if you can hear it. See, I'm making notes right now.
What kind of notes do you make on music like that?
Well, right now I'm just writing down, saying, you know, yeah, you know, I like this area. This is for certain accessible acts that I'm not really at liberty to mention, but there's certain piece of music. Well, let me close the door here to my office, Mr. Henry, so you can hear a little more clearly. Yeah. Okay, can you hear that, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I can, okay.
All right, let's... Yeah, okay, right here... Is excuse me, Miss Gray.
Well, you don't have to be graphic, do you?
No, I don't. But right here is what we would call back, you know, back door. And, yeah, right up there, as the sax hits the high note, you're going, yeah. And,
All right, you don't have to give us the sound effects.
God damn, man. How do you know that that's the perfect place for back door?
Do you mind?
I'm sorry.
All right, let's clean it up a little bit.
All right, I mean, I'm just saying, yeah. Okay, right there, and then here's the one, which is like side, you know, side mirror, what I call being on side mirror, where I can see myself. Because one of the things that helps me with my performance, here, I'll kill the music right now. I'm sorry about it, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, it's very distracting.
Sorry. But one of my favorite, and I won't be graphic or anything, but one of my favorite positions when I'm directing myself, especially in this film, Rad's Tax Ascension.
What is it? Rad's Tax Ascension?
No. Ascension, man, that'd be like sacrilegious, you know?
Yes, it would be mocking the Catholic Ascension.
Well, it's not Catholic. I mean, it's Jesus. Or was it Mary?
The Ascension was where... Who cares, man? We're talking about pornography. Now, tell me...
Mr. Henry, I like to think about it as adult film, if you don't mind.
Tell it is, Mr. Henry.
Dad, should have a little respect.
Hey, guys, don't do it, man.
What?
Don't do it. Don't make me throw you out of here.
If you want to call me back...
No. So you were saying you like to look at yourself in a mirror?
I like to direct myself, so when we're doing side saddle, Mr. Henry?
Yeah?
God, what's wrong with you?
He's had a bug parked up his ass all morning long.
No, I haven't. I'm trying to get this thing said. So go ahead.
All right, well, side saddle, so I can see myself in the mirror. And when I have the music here, I'll just cut it on just one more time. So I can see myself in the mirror, and I'm like, you know, going, yeah, hey. You know, it's the rhythm of seeing my butt, well.
This is what I mean, Phil.
Yeah, clean it up a little bit. I mean, we are, obviously we're not on radio.
Well, I'm just, so I can see my butt, and I have to say this, Mr. Henry, but because the rhythm of how your nutsack is swinging.
All right, that's enough. Sorry.
Oh, Mr. Henry.
No, sorry.
Wait a second, we don't have any FCC to bother with us, so why are you guys talking this way?
Look, you know, my feeling is this, and I'll just say it. Even though we don't have the FCC to deal with, guys, we don't have to be constantly using... Look at this. I'm messing with this chair throughout the whole show. We don't constantly have to be using anything graphic. Would you agree to that, Chris?
Yeah, Mr. Ray, I'd agree to that. I'm not trying to be not... No. I'm not trying to be not... No. No.
You're not trying to be any.
Yeah, okay, I'm not trying to be any. Shit.
You know, forget, may I take a walk, Phil?
No, you may not. No, you're part of the show or you're not part of the show.
Margaret, we already had this discussion, okay?
You really want to lord it over me, don't you?
No, I'm not trying to lord it over you. You seem to be rebelling against... You know, let's talk about this at another time.
Yeah, talk about it in the office, not out here, okay? Just trying to avoid a scene out here.
What are you, Davy Lopes all of a sudden?
Yeah, that's from the 78 series. I heard that tape.
Okay, so everybody's... Thank you very much for that baseball reference. Now, you are watching yourself and directing yourself in a film called Rad's Tax Extensions?
Yeah, Mr. Ernie, this is a film that is, actually, it's based on Donald Trump, and the film is called Rad Dumps, and it has the sexual nature and the sexual content that a lot of adult films are going to have.
What is Rad Dumps? What's sexual about that?
Well, I mean, it's not sexual, but it has to do with your butt, and I don't know. I mean, it's just...
You just decided to name it that.
Yeah, I mean, I just felt that was, you know, something to name it, but just to give... God, man, you're making me explain too much.
No, you're making me explain it, man. You don't need to explain it. Rad Dumps, like the guy squatting over a toilet.
Well, that's real sexy.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, we're just using it because that's the part of the body that you're not allowed to see. Anyway... So, Rad Dumps Tax Ascension. And
now, wait, hold on. What is the name of this movie?
Rad Dumps Tax Ascension.
Rad Dumps Tax Extension.
Yes. But here's the thing. It's about a multimillionaire named Rad Dump. And he, you know, he got an extension for his taxes, okay?
He got an extension for his taxes?
Yes, sir. But also, when he hits on a chick, she'll say, "Oh, wow, Rad, did you bring your extension?" And he'll go, "Yeah." And then he pulls it, and it's pretty, you know, long. And
who's playing Rad Dump?
Well, I play them in the long shots, but the close-ups are being played by Dick Tweasel. And
what's the guy's name?
Dick Tweasel, longtime porn actor, and I think you know, I think people will enjoy it.
All right, so the movie is called Rad Dump's Tax Extension, and the double entendre is the fact that he is not only trying to get an extension to file his taxes, but that's what he calls his penis.
Oh my God! So it's the coin. So.
Yeah, that's right. I mean.
So the extension is, so when she says, "Did you get an extension?" he pulls his penis out.
Yeah, I mean.
Margaret, sit down, please.
Why do I have to be forced to listen to this?
You know that this program has that kind of content.
Yeah, that's right. You signed it in your contract.
I don't need the details of my contract. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Robert, just keep that stuff quiet, okay?
You're talking about contract extension. It kind of goes nice with what we're talking about, you know? Your tax extension or your contract extension. But that's what it's about.
Yes, 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 we get it.
All right. So, that's what the movie's about. And then the other thing that I was going to mention is we're trying to work it in. Now, I have a copyrighted process that you know about, Mr. Henry, and I've got it copyrighted, and no one can use it, and that is that I have my own bar stool roped off at a Rusty Pelican. You know about that, right?
I know you have your bar stool roped off. I didn't know it was copyrighted.
What are you copyrighted for?
That's on account of nobody can use it.
Yeah, so in case some other dude tries to come in and go, yeah, hi, I think I'll rope off my bar stool. No, I'm sorry, that's owned by me, Chris Norton. Now, we want to use that in a film, so we want to have Rad Extension.
Wait, hold on for a minute, man. What do you mean you have it copyrighted?
You're saying this is like a patent of some kind?
I don't know what you mean by patent. That's the general, right?
The general, what a dumbass. Ow!
Shut up, will you?
We're talking about patent, as in P-A-T-E-N-T.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, I have a copyright on the use of the term roped-off bar stool, and,
Dole, if you don't have... I don't even know... Are you able to do that?
My understanding is, yeah. I use my sister's attorney, Bill Nissen, and he has...
What's the guy's name?
Bill Nissen.
Bill Nissen?
No, Nissen.
Oh, Nixon.
Yeah, God. Hey, hold on. Let's, yeah, here it is right here. All right. And this is where Rad comes into the room.
Are we keeping you from doing your work? Because you're supposed to be telemarketing.
Yeah, I am. Shit. Hold on for a minute, man. Yes, Mrs. Beaver? Hold on for a minute, Mr. Ray. Yes, Mrs. Beaver? No, ma'am. I had two sales this morning, and one of them dropped off. What? Well, we can talk about it, but right now I'm listening to music from my new movie, Rad Extension. Rad Extension. Mr. Beaver, you know why you have me working here. Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm talking to some friends of mine. Mr. Beaver, you know why you have me working here, because you wanted to climb and climb yet again. And she hung up.
Who's that?
It's my boss. She's my supervisor.
And you're talking to her about climbing it, huh?
You know, I would fire you and I wouldn't look back.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, I'm well aware of the fact that you're one of the few women on this... God.
Yes, I'm one of the few women you can't seduce, and I'm very happy of that because I find you to be grotesque. And as I say, you are ugly, ugly teen, as in Ovaltine. You're a new, improved, and nutrient-infused ugly. How does that feel?
I'm not familiar with.
Okay. Chris, the best of luck with your movie. We've got to move on. I do appreciate you coming on and telling us about Rad's tax extension.
Yeah, and remember, my attorney, Mr. Nissen, is going to look into the patenting of my bar stool.
All right. So one more question you wanted to ask, General?
Well, how are you using the bar stool in the movie?
Well, Rad, who is our hero, Rad Dump, is going to be sitting at his bar stool, and women will come and go, yeah, Rad, can I get a extension? And he'll go, well, let me see your portfolio or whatever. I mean, we have a euphemism for the area of the woman, portfolio or, you know, your letterbox or some bull. I don't know.
That's lame.
Well, we're going to think of something, man, but she goes, yeah, can I get an extension? And he goes, yeah, till November 15th, and up and he goes. And then the next thing, hi, Rad, can I get an extension? Yeah, you know, October, whatever. And so it's like a long...
So it's a never-ending carousel of sexual exploit.
I'm not sure I understand.
It's, in other words, he's just betting women one after the other.
Yeah. That's it's Rad's extension. And then Rad's tax extension is he just goes to see his tax assessor.
Okay, Chris, great job. Good luck with Rad's tax extension.
It's called Rad Dumps Tax Extension.
Rad Dumps Tax Extension. A new film, a new adult film that is being directed and produced and all that other stuff by Chris Norton. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Let me see what you made of, you little...
Bud Dickman for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, reminding you to share it. Share the show. Share the show. Share the show. When you do, you won't blow a whole lot of cash on something up the nose. When you blow a lot of cash up your nose, that's a bash, one that you may not survive from. It's better to share the show. You won't blow it on the blow. You listen to the show. You make a lot of dough in the dough what you save.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm not done yet.
Well, yes, you are done. I'm Margaret Gray. Join us on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every day, and then remember to, Bud...
Share the show. Share the show. You'll save a lot of dough when you don't go up the nose. The show.
Jesus.
Paid for by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Who's solely responsible for its content? Shit.
But we keeping it real where we go.
Got a big announcement for you here. On June 3rd, we're at the Hollywood Improv in Hollywood, California, the Hollywood Improv Lab. So we're back to our favorite little place there, our little cocoon, ensconced there in our little world of fun. The Hollywood Improv Lab, we have got Chris Fairbanks going to be joining us, and still other names as yet to be announced. Melissa Villasenor, she is a castmate of mine.
What is her name?
Melissa Villasenor. She's fantastic. She's funny as hell. You gotta see this girl to believe her.
Well, that's a very unusual name. Is it? It should be Villasenor, shouldn't it?
Well, yeah, I think I saw her name, Phil, and it has the curly Q deal.
Yeah, it has the curly Q.
Okay, it has the curly Q. What do you want me to... Melissa Villasenor. How's that?
That sounds Italian.
Yeah, you did an Italian, Missouri.
Well, you don't go Melissa Villasenor. You say Melissa Villasenor.
All right, Melissa Villasenor, anyway, is going to be with us.
Well, you don't say anyway.
All right, is going to join us. Melissa, a castmate of ours from F is for Family, the great Chris Fairbanks. And did we, I think we actually confirmed one other person, bud.
Who?
That's what I'm asking you, man. Well, we'll have it for you guys. Don't worry about it. June 3rd at the Hollywood Improv Lab. Join us there. Lots of fun. Summer, beer, you, me. 3, 2, 1, you. When you been where I've been, make it hard to fail. Cause I'm the realest nigga in this. Y'all know if you're a nigga, hit magic in that 640. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhenryshow.com. I can tell you that in these days and... in these troubled times, folks, we've got some squirrely stuff happening all over the internet. Now, there is a I don't know, it's like a hashtag or something that has appeared in recent days on Twitter. It's called Polly Wanna Cracker. Jay Sanis is the security chief of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, as well as head of the Citizens Auxiliary Police in the South Bay. Jay joins us now on our newsmaker line, and we're very, very grateful to have you with us. Jay, how are you doing?
Phil, I'm doing very good. Thank you.
Tell me about Polly Wanna Cracker. When did this hashtag pop up?
Well, Polly Wanna Cracker is a hashtag that's been popping up since people have Donald Trump, who says, make America great again. And some people who are opposed to Mr. Trump have started in with a hashtag called Polly Wanna Cracker.
What is it again?
Polly Wanna Cracker.
All right, Jay, you're not being... We need you to be a little bit more articulate.
Yes, Jay, a little bit too elocute.
What did I say?
Too elocute. We don't understand when you say Polly Wanna Cracker.
No, I'm saying Polly Wanna Cracker.
Polly Wanna Cracker.
That's right. And, well, I don't know what the problem is.
That's a little difficult to understand you because you go Polly Wanna Wawa, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like you said Wawa.
Hey, the only guys around here that I know that talk like baby talk and talk about Wawa is going to be you, Dickman. I'm talking to a guy over here.
Hey, Jay, us, okay?
Sorry. But
no, nobody's putting you down. It was difficult to hear you on the phone. So Polly Wanna Cracker came about why?
Polly Wanna Cracker came about as a result of so many people saying, make America great again, that a lot of people were saying, I guess, and it doesn't matter to me, Phil, I'm neither pro or anti-Donald Trump, But I guess they thought it was so redundant and so repetitive that they sounded like a bunch of parrots, and so they said, Polly, want a cracker.
All right, now, is this has popped up how?
Well, it's popped up on your feed. I know you used it. Dean Wheeler has used it. Just about everybody that's a guest on your show. I've used it from time to time. But it's one that a lot of people who are Trump fans, or I should say Trump supporters, and Trump, you know, people that believe in Mr. Trump, and what he wants to do, they find it offensive.
Now, why is it? I understand it would be offensive if you say Polly want a cracker, because you're saying to the person that they are being sounding like a parrot. Is that it?
That's it, exactly.
All right, but it's not necessarily aimed at Donald Trump.
Well, I think it's aimed at Donald Trump from the standpoint that, you know, he keeps saying, make America great again, make America great again, and he's turning the people who support him and who are in favor of his candidacy, it's turning them into some squawking bird in a cage. You know, that's, I think, what essentially a lot of Trump supporters are saying. By having it say, make America great again.
Well, nobody's forcing them to say it.
No, no one's forcing them to say it. You're absolutely right. And yet it's a staple of the Donald Trump candidacy. So when you say, make America great again, and you say it a lot, these people are coming back with Polly want a cracker. And now they're going, well, what's that about? And you go, you sound like a parrot. And they're like, what? So it kind of makes them look kind of dumb.
Yeah, but that's the whole point of it. I mean, you know.
What do you mean that's the point of it?
Well, if you get that, that's not, I don't know how to say this, but if you get chumped up. Yeah, you just got chumped.
Well, you know, I don't know what you mean by chump. What we've done, Phil, is we have simply started to monitor a lot of different news feeds, a lot of different timeline, a lot of different accounts on Twitter to make sure that these people are not just trolling around and going, Polly want a cracker.
Can I say something here?
Excuse me, General. I'm not finished.
No, I've got to say, Polly, you just said Polly want a quacker. So
you did, Jay. It's getting...
Yeah, you're getting a little less comprehensible or understandable.
I'm saying Polly want a cracker.
I know what I'm saying. I'm saying Polly want a cracker.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you. So, Donald Trump and his followers feel that enough's enough. When they say make America great again, people should not have the right to come back with Polly want a cracker. Okay.
Now, I don't understand that.
No, I don't either. We got freedom of speech.
I know we have freedom of speech. That's why I came up with a solution that I would monitor as many of these different news feeds. Hold on for a minute.
Don't tell the daylight.
Hold on.
15-14? Right, I've got a flat tire.
All right, sorry about that, Phil. So I would monitor these different news feeds, and when I saw Polly want a cracker one too many times, I would simply say, you know, you're leaning on that a little heavy. You want to back off, maybe use some other term, something like that.
And what if they say, you know, we're not interested in what you got to say?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm looking at a few Twitter feeds right now. And I'll just go through it with you. Is that okay?
So you're looking at some feeds. Whose are they?
Well, don't tell us.
No, I won't tell you, but I'm looking at a couple of Twitter feeds right now. There's some Trump fans and some anti-Trump people. Here's one here. Okay, this guy just made a comment that Donald Trump will make America great again. Another guy came in with Paul want a cracker. There it is right there. He said, like, Trump is a this and a that, and he said Paul want a cracker. So I'm going to type in here, ease it back on a Paul want a cracker. And let's see if he responds at all to in my mention. Yeah, here it says, it's not none of your business. Well, okay, so, okay, forget it. That's what I typed in. So,
but what do you mean, okay, forget it?
I'm not going to get involved in every little fight, you know? So I just blew it off. I just blew it off.
We're talking to Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about a recent, I don't know what you would call it, fad on Twitter, where every time somebody writes, you know, every time somebody writes, make America great again, someone else writes, Polly want a cracker. And apparently, that's the inference that anybody that says that is some kind of a parrot, right?
Yeah, a parrot or somebody who is, you know, just mimicking the words.
All right, let's go to a phone call here. We got Delaney here in Colorado. Delaney, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Phil.
Hi.
Hey, Mr. Santos, I'm a Donald Trump fan, and I believe that he'll make America great again. And I use that hashtag, make America great again, as often as I can.
I have seen people come back at me with Polly want a cracker. Yes, sir. And I ignore it. It doesn't make a bit of difference to me. And I feel as if I were to engage these people, only encourages them. Well, sure, that's possible. I'm not sure. A lot of times, the makeup of the individual, you say you don't get disturbed by that kind of thing, but I can tell in the sound of your voice that you're kind of excitable, aren't you? No, I'm not excitable. I'm a little bit excited to be on the show here. I listen to Phil all the time, but I'm not excitable. Well, but I mean, if somebody's to challenge you and say, Polly want a cracker, Polly want a cracker, that it irritates me, sure. But if I say, make America great again, make America great again, see, I'm positive. I'm being positive. Yeah, Polly want a cracker. What are you doing?
What are you, is this psychodrama?
It's a little bit of psychodrama, Delaney. So let's go ahead and say, make America great again. Well, I didn't call in to engage in this. If you would, I'll give you an example of what I mean. All right, well, make America great again. Polly want a cracker. Fuck you, man.
All right, so that guy...
That guy took the bait. That guy took the bait. And
why? Because he said F you?
Yeah, exactly. And
no, I don't think so. I think it's because you just egged him on and...
Ma'am, I didn't do anything.
Ma'am, my name is Margaret.
Oh, I'm sorry, Margaret. I didn't do anything.
In fact, it's Ms. Gray to you, if you don't mind.
Ms. Gray? Is that what...
Yes.
All right, Ms. Gray. Jeez, man. Talk about having... What'd you do? I mean, you just take a pair of panties and just jam them right up your...
All right, thanks very much, Jay Santos.
How dare that mumble mouth...
Boy, that was a mealy mouth ass. Yeah, you want me to call him back?
Don't call him back, no. Oh, we're having ourselves a great time here tonight, I'm telling you. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police talking with us here about his... online campaign to keep people from saying, Polly want a cracker. And,
well, Phil, you go to Polly want a cracker, and you're making it seem like it's dumb.
It is dumb.
Yeah, well, not only is it dumb, but when I finally got to it with Jay, he says, I'm taking a wad of panties.
Margaret.
No. This has to get said. He said, what did I get out of bed this morning and take a wad and wad my panties up and stick them?
Yeah, it's pretty rude.
I'll say it's rude.
All right, we have a much, much anticipated debate coming up. Finney and Ellis, Dean Wheeler, coming up next to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Get down, girl, go ahead. Let me hear that back. Billy Jones is the place to find your place in the world. Billy Jones University is your place to find your place in the world, and that's where I like to go to find out where I belong. My name is Prescott Brewer, and 5 years ago, I was a stumbling drunk, sleeping against the warm walls of a bakery or the warmed brick ovens of a large industrial area. I didn't know where I was. But now I go to Billy Jones University. I sit down. They gave me crayons, and they gave me clay, and I think I'm going to do it, man. I'm finally gonna do it. I'm gonna get out of kindergarten. Billy Jones, the place to go to find your way in the world. Billy Jones University, 16th and Lexington in Clinton Town.
Hi, everybody. It's Chef Carl Cedilius.
And don't miss our brand new Chef Carl Cedilius Sex Talk. Hey, everybody, it's Chef Carl Cedilius. Join me tomorrow for Chef Carl Cedilius Passion Foods with Chef Carl Cedilius. Hey everyone, this is Chef Carl Cedilius, and I'm going to take a break from making pastries and pies and pasta and cooking things up in the kitchen for Chef Carl Cedilius Passion Phones. Let's talk about your sex life. Let's talk about how you and your partner can have a more enriched sex life, a sexually satisfying life. From me, Chef Carl Cedilius, join me for Chef Carl Cedilius Passion Phones.
Chef Carl Cedilius Passion Phones. Every week on The Phil Henry Show.
Yeah.
Chef Carl Cedilius Passion Phones. Weekly on The Phil Henry Show Network.
Yeah. Chef Carl Cedilius. Let me light your fire.
Welcome back, Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. What a show, huh? What a show. What a time. What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in.
Why, it's all... Here, I'll pick it up. Why, it's almost like being in love.
God! That bit was great up until that part.
It was great all the way through.
Come on. Now, we got I'm getting tired of breaking up fights around here. We have on the line with us now, folks, very excited to have Finian Ellis with us. And Finian is going to be talking. Finian, as you know, is an underseer with Elcott The Next Step. And he is talking to us from his home in Calgary, Canada. I know that Finian is an underseer, and I'm not exactly sure where that puts him. I know that it puts him as the highest rank, but I don't know whether you live, Finian, at the Elcott Redeemery or...
Well, Phil, I live in many different areas and many different extensions of being, but this is my most comfortable here in my home in Calgary. I was raised in this area. And it is here that I certainly hope that I will end my the fiction that has been my life. It's what we call our ego, and the ego is intense, and we consider our ego to be the fiction of life.
I understand that you're speaking from the philosophy of Elcott, The Next Step, where ego is fiction, but you do have a, you know, physical presence.
Oh, by all means, I have a physical presence. Where I live, as I say, is in Calgary, Canada, and I've been fortunate to live in the Canada country because of their taking me into their arms and helping me with the many problems, being a part of Elcott The Next Step.
Now, my question for you, Overseer, is when you say, first of all, I'd like to know, how is your health? It sounds as if you're on a respirator of some kind.
Oh, no. This is the way you begin to intake atmosphere once you come to overseer status, I should say. When you're underseer status, you are nasal. But once you get to overseer status, you do begin to breathe in a manner which you take in the atmospherics.
But you say that you're in Canada. They took you in. What problems were you having?
Well, the problems I had were of nature that I don't want to discuss, but they were of a religious persecution.
In the United States?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
In the United States, sir?
Yes, in the United States.
All right, and we'll bring on now Dean Wheeler. Dean is with the Northern California Holistic Center, and he joins us on our Newsmaker line as well. And Dean, how are you today?
Hi, Phil. I'm very, very fine. How are you, Underseer, or whatever your name?
My name is Overseer Ellis, Dean. I would never disrespect you and call you. Hi, how you doing, Dean, or Dork Dean?
I don't think I called you Dork Dean. I think I addressed you with respect.
All right, is there bad blood here?
I should say there is not bad blood. It's just I don't like being called, hey, how you doing, Overseer, and people not giving the proper respect.
Well, there is a little bit of bad blood, Phil, on my end of things, and I'll tell you why. I'm very familiar with Elcott The Next Step, and I understand that you had spent time at their Redeemery.
They're right there, Phil, is why he has a hard-on for you.
And I find your choice of language very interesting, being an overseer and a man of great spiritual depth.
I never said that I'm a perfect man, but I am a perfect Elcott The Next Stepian.
Oh, The Next Stepian, huh?
Yes, that's right. And what religion are you in?
I don't belong to a religion. I believe in the...
You believe?
I believe in the metaphysical and individual way of achievement.
All right, gentlemen, let me jump in. This is Margaret Gray, and I don't think we need to have the contention that we have. I think that what we want to do is debate here the relative merits of each other's resorts, because you have the resort there at Big Sur, Overseer Ellis. And you, Dean, of course, have Wheeler Resorts, Man Camp, and the Northern California Holistic Center.
As I may say, that sounds like a mouthful. Which one of the? How do I relax at a holistic center, if you don't mind saying?
The resort is Wheeler Resort, sir.
All right. I agree with Margaret that we don't want contention. Let me ask this. Overseer Ellis, what is your main... What I was at the Redeemery for a week with my lady... Lauren, it was we were celebrating her birthday. It was fantastic. It always is. But that's no reason for you to be putting down Dean's resort, is it?
I should say not. But Phil, you were there. You've been to the Redeemery. You've seen the views. You've seen the infinity pools. Hold on. I re-respirate.
degrading. It's something you must do at this level of existence.
What a load of horseshit.
I'm going to just bypass what he just said.
Dean, let's be polite, okay?
It's a load of horseshit.
I'm going to bypass what he just said. Otherwise, I would be very tempted to begin to excoriate and exonerate him.
Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to level me from all the way over there in Calgary?
If I need be.
I dare you.
All right. All hail Elkhart. How'd that feel? Yeah. Don't ever fuck with me.
All right, look at guy.
Don't fuck with me.
All right, that's all I got time for, man. I got a busted chair.
Bill, you've let these side things bother you.
Phil, I'm very, very upset with you.
I don't care what you're upset with. I got a busted chair. I got Margaret bellyaching about being a voice and having to put up with... You know what? What we're going to do is come back tomorrow.
Yeah, hold on for a minute. Yeah, Overseer Ellis. He's pissed off and wants to know why you hung up.
Tell him I hung up because I wanted to hang up. And we'll get to him tomorrow.
Yeah, get to you tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get to you tomorrow. Keep your shirt on. We'll get it to it tomorrow. Yeah. Dick.
Don't call him that.
Let me talk to him, eh? Hey, Overseer. Yeah, General Galen Shah, you know, what's it look like? All right.
What'd he say?
The line went dead.
Give me that.
We'll see you guys tomorrow for the world-famous Phil Henry Show, all of us to all of you. Remember to share the podcast. When you share the podcast, man, you share the life.
Famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry. That's what he calls what he does. For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay! Yay!